Yeah, man, what we on? What we on? These niggas up here getting high and shit, man. These niggas love to smoke. This nigga probably,
where y'all want to
this nigga Corey probably gabbling. He probably, he on the phone gabbling. Alright, so what's the topic, man? What we on, man?
I was about to say, bro, this bitch was just brand new.
I know it's gone already.
Nah, that was an old pack of them.
Alright, so, shit, man, what's been going on in the motherfucking news? What's been going on Instagram? What's new, what's hot? What's the deal, man? Because y'all niggas, hey, group chat be on fire. Do y'all hear me, niggas? Hey, the group chat be on fire, so we just decided, I'm going to give y'all a little preview on really what the fuck going on. Y'all looking at, like, what's going on. I'm going to give y'all a preview of really what's going on. So, group chat be on fire. So, basically, what we doing is we putting together a podcast. We don't know what the fuck we going to call it yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's dropping all on the NRE platforms. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Little podcast. So, group chat on fire. So, basically, we just going to bring that group chat to life. So, if y'all some hoes and y'all in our group chat, y'all might get talked about. Y'all mama might get talked about. We might talk about shit on crime in the D. But for sure, we gonna give y'all some good bets. We gonna give y'all some good bets.
For real.
We gonna give y'all some good bets. And shit. We gonna get it in, man. Just politic with us and vibe with us.
How many rebounds does it take?
See, he taking the bet right now. I'm trying to see. What's going on?
He's checking the bet.
You should have bet all college today. This shit was easy.
We can talk about a couple things. Jeezy just dropped.
Yeah, Jeezy just dropped. What y'all feel about it?
What I feel about it?
Yeah, the album. Jeezy.
This is exactly what I expect from Jeezy. At this point, 20 years in.
He a legend. Jeezy really a legend, bro.
Hey, we not just gonna skip past like that.
He is.
The album was nice, but that's we ain't gonna act like it was.
Act like it was what?
It was
Jeezy a legend.
It wasn't.
No, I'm saying, hold on. See, that's what I'm saying. If you comparing a man 20 years in to his work at the beginning, then that shows greatness. That shows like your expectations are still super high for that person.
Yeah, they is.
So that's greatness.
His last album. Is it better than that?
Do what I think? Yes. I think absolutely, yes. Yes, wow. Absolutely. Bro, this is the music I'm looking for. I ain't looking for no shoot 'em up.
At this time, no.
I'm saying, what you rating it?
Me?
Yeah, what you rating it?
With all things considered?
What's all things considered, bro?
All things considered is how long he's been in the game. What's going on? How he's responding? Like Jeezy, I can't wait to get to that space where I'm just addressing everything and everything that everybody said about me and just letting y'all niggas fuck you. You can't fuck with me, nigga.
So why you ain't go to the book signing?
Because I got other shit going on. I do, but shit, when he come back to this bitch, like.
You could have bet him right there.
I mean, that's cool. That's all cool.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's something. I love Jeezy. I actually, you know, I feel like I played Jeezy coming up.
You played Jeezy.
I did. Like, that's why I was expecting Jeezy, more right? of a, he more of a, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, you gotta respect somebody, you know.
Jeezy raised me.
Yeah, his album did Crazy. Something to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Every song, you hear me?
You say what, Devin?
That nigga Jeezy raised me, for real.
I'm like, what type of tip?
I feel like music raises. And music got a lot. Music got a lot to do with who we become and what moral values we hold. And
Jeezy, you gotta turn that bitch on Do Not Disturb, man. All up in the cast like that, man.
Yeah, something's happening. Yeah, he He definitely got his respect. He definitely got his respect in the game for real. That's one thing.
I don't think he do though.
No, come on, man.
I don't think you do though.
You can't bet.
You don't think he got respect?
I think he get respect from his peers and the older crowd. I don't think the youth give him the credit that he deserves. I don't think they give him the respect.
It ain't him, but he ain't fuck like the youth fuck with him. He got a lot of songs with younger niggas.
I'm saying I ain't talking about the younger rappers.
Hey, oh, check my phone. You can't ban the snowman. You heard me,
Yeah, I know.
But no, you can't ban the snowman, man.
Ban the snowman.
You can't take nothing away from Jeezy and what he accomplished and what he actually brought back to rap at that time, for real. You got to think, when Jeezy came out, it was a shortage, if you ask me, for real.
A shortage would you be?
Like, rappers, for real. Like, good rappers.
Jeezy got some
messages. Have a hair.
No,
it depends on what you're looking for when you listen to music.
Like, think about it. What year was that when Jeezy came out, Devin?
To the masses, like 05, 04, 05.
Who else besides Gucci Man were people really playing around that time?
Okay.
No, let's take it in consideration. No, they was playing 50 Cent.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about some like trap shit.
T.I. Gucci Man, Jeezy.
Those are three. All right, so check this out, bro. I say this. I say this part. Jeezy was putting a message out there to a nigga can get some money on. Nigga understood that. And if a nigga was in the game, a nigga damn sure was understanding what he was saying. You see what I'm saying? Like, so if you fucking around in this shit, boy, you know what's going on. You when you listen to Jeezy, you like spot on, like, oh yeah, he knowing what he talking about. That nigga knowing. He knowing what this is. He knowing what that is. So it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna adapt to him quicker. I'm gonna fuck with him harder because I relate to him. I'm there. I'm knowing the half a brick, a whole brick. I know what the fuck that is. That's why OJ Juice Man jumped off like he jumped off.
It ain't even that though, because when you look at Jeezy, you can look at every message that he gives and you can use that shit outside of hustling. You can use that shit outside of trapping. Nigga, you know who Jay Billis is?
Who?
You know who Jay Billis is?
Who is Bill?
The sports commentator? Mm-mm. Bro, that nigga used to, every morning, tweet a Jeezy lyric. A something about motivation. Swear to God. Google this shit. Swear to God.
Said what?
Jay Billis every day. Nigga, he could be calling the game. Nigga, swear to God. He called back. What'd he say?
Jay Billis.
That's
the regular ESPN.
Come on now, you know what I'm talking about.
College commentator, yeah.
Come on, man, that nigga, he was calling the game, nigga. Somebody did some crazy shit. He said, you better call your crew. You're going to need help. And just left it at that. But every he stayed using the Jeezy lyric, you know what I'm saying? Because he say Jeezy, he listen to Jeezy for real.
All right, man. So... basically, what you trying to say,
Otis,
man, come on, cuz, what you doing, man? Come on, cut that shit off, bro.
Of course.
Yeah, man, my bad, y'all. This shit, hey, we got all type of shit going down. Hello. These niggas is unprofessional. Unprofessional and high, man. Hey, Corey, what you here for this week?
I ain't winning none yet.
Mm-hmm. What you like to bet? What's the bet you like to be betting on?
College, NBA, everything pretty much.
What be hitting though?
College
be hitting the most. Yep.
Devin, you don't fuck with it, do you?
On the betting tip? Devin, you don't be betting?
I don't bet college.
What you bet?
NBA. You bet them players performance.
I don't even bet them no more. I just bet. I'm trying to the little one shit. I just double my money every day.
That's what I'm
How you double about. Your money? What y'all talking about?
Double your money. Shit.
Every day. You start. I'm instead of starting with $10, I'd rather start with $100.
That way I can get to it way quicker. Show it to the camera.
Show it to the camera, Corey. That's smart, I think. So I'm saying, every day though. So what y'all know for sure, guys.
Who y'all follow? Do y'all follow certain niggas who be talking about picks?
I do my own thing.
I follow the Carl Nershot nigga, but I said today that I was gonna stay away from Jason Tatum, bro.
He fucked up the last fight. He fucked up.
Jason Tatum, like my money, he lost me like 500 of my money this week.
500
off rebounds and points. Like he gave me 5 rebounds on my bet.
Who you be going through on the betting to?
FanDuel.
FanDuel. How much you done won?
Like when?
Like nigga, how much you done won off that bitch?
Oh, FanDuel.
Off FanDuel, nigga. Ain't that what you bet with?
All together?
Yeah.
Probably won like 40, 50 thousand.
So, I mean, like, no.
That's not just, I'm up 40, 50 thousand on the app, nigga. That's how much I done probably won all together. I done probably put through a little bit more than that. Like 60, 65 thousand. I've been losing. I lost a lot before I started winning again.
But you can still get some wins.